It's just coming up for midday on day 16, Tuesday the 11th of August. I'm riding west from Cape Crawford towards Daly Waters in the Northern Territory. The sun is baking down. Only mad dogs and Australians are out in the midday sun. And I'm fighting the almost irresistible urge to park my bike under one of these nice eucalypts off to the side here and spread out my ground sheet and have a nap in the shade. And the slight breeze that there is, it would be so nice to do that for a couple of hours and let the sun go down and then continue on. However, I better keep going. I feel like I'm near a kind of tipping point as far as this venture goes. Yesterday, the long day from Barclay Roadhouse up to Cape Crawford didn't go very well. The first part was very slow, as I explained, because of the need to sleep and also quite strong headwinds. I maintained a reasonable momentum in the afternoon, and the scenery is quite spectacular, more grassy plains and as far as the eye can see, but again a very hot day. I just kept plugging away heading towards Cape Crawford. I stopped at a rest area about 7 or 8 o'clock at night, where there were a lot of grey nomads pulled up with their caravans, and had my last sandwiches for the day, and topped up my water and had a chat to them. They all thought I was mad pedaling off into the night, and I'll have to admit I thought I was too. There's something that makes this harder by constantly being confronted by these grey nomads travelling in these attractive places with their luxury caravans and camper trailers and so on, all sitting around a campfire having a chat at the end of a day, having had a nice feed and looking forward to a nice soft bed. And then here I am pedaling off into the night, still more than 100 kilometres to go to my target. Anyway, I kept pedaling towards Cape Crawford. The road always seemed hard, it never seemed to go down. It became a little bit windy and there were a few undulations. And at around 11 o'clock, with about 50k to go, I was just so tired. I felt like I needed to stop. I was having trouble making decisions about where would be a good place to stop, and that was wasting time. And that was a sign that I'd gone over the edge a bit. Anyway, in the end, I found a little side road leading to a stockyard and just wandered into the grass carefully in case there were any snakes around, and spread my ground sheet and crawled into my one-man tent and closed my eyes with the intention of getting up around 4 a.m. and then riding the last 50 or 60 kilometres into Cape Crawford Roadhouse, which I expected would not open before 7 a.m. I did that. I didn't have a particularly comfortable night. It was quite warm when I went to bed, but it must have cooled down rapidly at some point. I woke up shivering. Also, a lot of condensation inside the tent. Not really a very satisfactory way to sleep. It's not quite as good as my old one-man tent. For this kind of sleeping without poles. Anyway, I was cold enough to unpack my Gore-Tex trousers and put them on, but not sensible enough to put on my mid-layer under my jacket. And I then continued to wake up every hour or so after that, shivering with cold, but unwilling to get even colder to put on some warm clothes. And it wasn't a particularly comfortable place to sleep too. There were a lot of small rocks under the bed, so every now and then I would be woken up with a poke in the ribs or the back or the hip. But anyway, I certainly slept most of the time, through to 4 a.m. And by which time it was bright moonlight, and I got up and packed up carefully, making sure I hadn't lost anything in the dark, and then resumed my ride towards Cape Crawford. Had the sun, well, had the dawn breaking to my right, but sun didn't actually come up until after I got there. I found that 50k very hard. I was quite sleepy. I had a Snickers bar and a couple of biscuits when I woke up, just to keep me going. And the last of my my Powerade. Anyway, eventually I got to Cape Crawford, which is quite an attractive little place. Sprinklers, watering lawns, lots of verandas and shady sort of campsites and so on. I got there about 20 to 7 and it wasn't open yet, although there were signs of life inside the place, so I decided I would hang around. Spent some of the time trying to adjust a spoke. I've got a slight buckle in the back wheel and I think it's rubbing on the brake sometimes. But I'm not an expert in this matter, so I have to be careful I don't do anything too radical and end up with a busted spoke or a bigger buckle. I then went in when they opened and ordered the big brekkie plus three sandwiches for later in the day, and ate the breakfast and collected the sandwiches plus some drinks and other things, other snacks for later in the day, and then I got a coffee, milk and an ice cream to eat as a dessert after my breakfast. I decided that it would be a good idea to call the motel at Daly Waters to tell them that I was running late, so that they'd hold the room for me, because I think I got the last room that they had when I called 2 days earlier. But there's no mobile phone reception at Cape Crawford, besides which I left my mobile phone on yesterday stupidly, and the battery has run out because it spent the whole day trying to find a signal in an area where there were none. But there were a couple of public phones at Cape Crawford, so I thought, oh, well, I'll spend the money on a public phone and give them a call. Of course, public phones didn't take coins, they only took phone cards. Phone cards on sale inside Cape Crawford Roadhouse when I went in, they'd run out, don't get any more till tomorrow. So I didn't have any way, and then I was kicking myself for not having asked whether I could charge my mobile phone when I arrived, and had it charged while I was having breakfast, and then at least as I got closer to Daly Waters with my aerial attached to my phone, I might have a chance from about 40 or 50 kilometres out of getting a signal, good enough signal to make a call. Anyway, that's not going to happen now either, so there's a fair chance I'm going to get to Cape Crawford sometime between 10 and midnight and find either that the place is closed for the night, and or they've given my room to someone else because they haven't been able to get in contact with me on my own mobile phone, and I didn't arrive at the expected time. It's hard work cycling today, like I've done 50k before breakfast, and now this 270k straight shot, it's pretty much due west on a road that tends to go up and down the hills rather than around them. In this sun, I'm already finding it's quite enervating, and I've decided I'm going to stop every 30k and have something to eat and drink plenty. There are a couple of rest areas along the footway, although I'm not sure exactly where they are, and they do have water tanks, so I'm drinking my water fairly copiously, and then when I hit a rest area I'll top it up. But it also means I'm carrying a full load of fluid on the bike, which makes it even heavier for some of these hills in the heat. So I don't think I'm making very rapid progress. And daily waters by midnight might be an accomplishment. I've been pondering how to approach the rest of the trip. I think daily waters is where I was scheduled to get to tonight, but I was intending to get there in time to have a sleep and then do a full day, which is about 270 or 80k to Catherine tomorrow. But I think given my fatigue levels, I just sort of can't get on top of it at the moment. I'm losing a couple of hours every day just because I'm riding slower and getting too tired, too sleepy. So I might split that leg to Catherine into 2 days and have two relatively easy days and catch up on my sleep and do some washing. And I'll probably do that whether or not I get into the motel tonight. If I don't get into the motel at Daly Waters, I'll just find somewhere in the campground and on a piece of grass and go to sleep there, I think. So that'll bring me back to a 51-day schedule by the time I leave Catherine. But hopefully I'll be refreshed and have a reasonable chance of sticking to the schedule. I should be fitter now in terms of muscle power and endurance. I think I just got to catch up a bit on the recovery. And if I can do that, then not only will I be able to stick to that 51-day schedule, but I'll enjoy it a lot more rather than at the moment where I feel like I'm just hanging on by my fingernails all the time and too tired to really enjoy it. Not that you enjoy that much of it anyway. The countryside here is getting to be typical Northern Territory, almost Arnhem Land-like. More green in the ground vegetation, although still mostly straw-coloured. Green trees, mostly with blackened trunks from signs of controlled burns, which they like to do up here. On my right at the moment, there's obviously been a fairly recent controlled burn because most of the grass is burnt to stubble as well. Lots of anthills or termite mounds, as is the way it works. They're different shapes in different parts of the world. Here they're like quite long fingers projecting up, or poles going up to a metre or a metre and a half high, and the colour of the soil around here, which is a dark red, almost brown. There's not too much traffic on this road, but it is a narrow strip, so whenever anything big comes past, I have to get off. That slows me up a bit as well, but mainly it's just the heat and the fatigue. I have to say I'm not enjoying this, and I'm wondering why I ever started. And I certainly spent some time seriously thinking about the consequences of giving it away and just going home. But I guess I'll wait and see how I feel after I've had a couple of better nights' sleep. I think that might change my attitude. I hope so anyway. Okay, that's it for now.